This is Friday. It's just about 8 o'clock, and you know what that means.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Put your butt in me.
Oh, I heard that.
Whoa. Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that? Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. There's some pretty funny candidates this week. Starting with the great Gordo, who had a really awkward broadcasting moment. As he was looking Junior in the eye and said this.
We get the idea now, Craig. Iron Man.
Probably got the idea.
Incredible Hulk, another one.
Plastic Man. My buddy Mark Ruffalo is the new Incredible Hulk.
Let's give Gordon some privacy, George.
And you were looking at me when you said that, you creep.
I was staring you right in the eye. All right, let me rephrase. I just got back from interviewing him recently. He was a real nice guy. Anyway, it was just a throwaway comment. But see, I said that, I used that verb, and I realized I want to change that to got, and then I got hung up.
So you stopped.
And while staring at me. I did. I switched to screensaver. Oh, it was a really unfortunate time. Gosh, this is the way I said it, too, was real weird. Do you have that isolated at all, Jer?
Or you can just stop it right there.
It was real gently said or real
it was
creepy.
Craig?
It was a little bit...
Iron Man.
Probably got the idea.
Incredible Hulk, another one.
Plastic Man. My buddy Mark Ruffalo is the new Incredible Hulk. I just came...
Ooh. You did what?
The way it's so... I said it so gently there at the end.
God.
So creepy.
And there was no indication that you were about to finish that thought. It was...
Huh? What are you...
What are you saying?
What are you saying there?
I'm saying that it sounded
like
after you said that word that you were done.
Right.
Huh.
That you had finished.
Let's go to candidate number two. This is Mike Reiner of the Hardline, having a really difficult time getting this live spot started.
All right, if you're thinking that you might have a foundation issue with your hair, issue with your hair.
Is that what you just said?
All right, wait a minute.
Let's try that again.
Take two. In 3, 2, 1. All right. If you're thinking you might have something
with
going
your
on,
hair, and if you thinking that,
so what do you say? If you thinking you having a foundation with your hair, if you thinking that,
and if you thinking that,
play that again, Jer.
All right. If you're thinking that you might have a foundation issue with your hair, and if you thinking that. A foundation issue with your hair.
With your hair, and if you thinking that.
All right, if you thinking you might have a foundation issue with your hair, if you thinking that.
Sorry, you're having I'm Arby's.
If you thinking that. It's very I'm Arby's. I'm having your Arby's.
Was he trying to say house or home and somehow hair came out?
Yeah, I don't understand hair.
Okay. If you thinking you might having foundation with your hair, then I'm Arby's. Wait, what am I talking about?
All right, one more time just for giggles.
All right, if you're thinking that you might have a foundation issue with your hair, and if you thinking that, foundation issue with your hair.
Boy, they're going to kill him on that one.
It sounds drunk.
What's wrong with him?
And if you're thinking that,
keep them in your prayers.
And then we had this awkward moment to start training camp last Friday here on the ticket. We carried the Jerry Wade press conference, as we do every year. And Jerry was asked about, are you concerned about the kicking position? You have David Beeler. You don't have a veteran on this roster. And he was trying to reference the old explorer Cortez, who ordered his men to burn the boats when they landed in Mexico. So there'd be no turning back. They were going to go forward.
I thought it was when they landed in Argentina or something.
Well, maybe. I read Mexico earlier today. So but anyway.
Florida.
He was talking about that incident of burning the boats as an explorer where you're going to move forward. We get the idea.
There's burn the boat in me. Burn the boats. And out there, get on the land and burn the boats. So there's a little of that.
Hey, burn the bridges behind you.
Yeah, burn the bridges. But
then Wade tried to help him out, but he really, if Jerry just would have said, hey, like, you know, Cortez said, you know, burn the boats and we're moving forward, David Beeler's our kicker, he'd have been fine. But when he just says, burn the boats.
Out there. With the things and the stuff.
I love the lull, and then you can hear Dale say, what the hell does that mean?
I think it was Mexico. What's now Mexico?
Yeah.
And, so I was right. All right, yeah. You history teachers.
Yeah.
So what is the purpose of burning the boats? Why did he do that?
Because that lets your men know there's no turning
back.
We're going to make it here in this new world because we don't have an option.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I guess right now the Cowboys don't have another option at kicker. Let's listen to that awkwardness one more time.
I guess there's burn the boat in me, burn the boats out there, get on the land and burn the boats. So there's a little of that.
Hey, burn the bridges behind you.
Yeah, burn the bridges.
So then Jerry just switched to something totally. Burn the bridges. Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that too.
And no matter what Wade would have said there, Jerry would have said, "Yeah, that's what I'm doing."
Duckbill platypus.
Yeah, duckbill platypus.
That's right. A plate of bananas. Uh huh. Right, so those
guess
are
there's
three.
A little plate of bananas in me.
Those are your three candidates, the Great Gordo, Rhines, or Jerry, 214-787-1310. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Unbelievable.
Huh.
We can't hear the phones.
You need to turn off the phones. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Joey Bennett. Dean Fuentes, the Mantis, Gouda, Taint.
All forms of cheese?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I am Iron Man.
The Gordo vote.
Uh-oh. The Gordo discussion of superheroes.
Like Iron Man did something there at the end.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'm going to give it to Mark with a C. Hey, hey.
I don't know. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
George's Double Diarrhea Rainbow Portal?
Not funny. Stupid. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
For Martin Musers, I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner and a big bag of jalapenos with a slice of onion.
I think that was Whataburger guy. Yeah, we appreciate your vote.
It didn't sound like him.
No.
It was his brother.
But I think it was.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Can I like to vote, please?
Go ahead.
Your butt.
Nice.
Okay, we'll give you a laugh on that. That's kind of funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Mike Isolino, Gordon Keith, and Big Lee Stevens.
We'll register your Gordo vote. Hi, you're on... Huh?
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Ooh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
What's he talking about there? Let's have fun and keep it nice.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike Reiner.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes, so on behalf of the Unticket and the senior source, I'd like to vote for Mike Sack hanging out.
All right. I will vote for that Reiner vote, but...
Does the senior source associate itself with Mike Reiner's scrotum?
No, and they want a distance from the e-break anyway, but thank you for mentioning the senior source. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hello.
Yeah, can I vote?
Yeah.
Hooter Brown.
All right.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I vote for firing Dan. Thank you.
Well, we don't vote for that.
No.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Jera.
Thank you. Our first Jera vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes. This is Old Gray Wolf here, and I vote for Gordo.
So it's fake Jerry claiming he's Old Gray Wolf.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Jerry, you just want to go to the phone calls or what?
That one's not working.
Well, okay. Every time I try to go to a call, though, you talk over me. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Jeez, oh, Pete's. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
You ever see it with me and Cliff Lee and Snooki and the Old Gray Wolf?
And the Old Gray Wolf. Thank you, sir.
Anybody close?
Yeah, we got a tie between Gordo and Rhines with four.
All right. Oh, my God.
Should we register his vote and just dump it?
Sure.
Okay. Gordo, you have won for this very, very awkward moment.
I protest, and I accept this with
humility.
Now, Craig. Iron Man.
We got the idea.
Incredible Hulk. Another one.
Plastic Man.
My buddy Mark Ruffalo is the new Incredible Hulk. I just came...
Ooh. You did what?
Should we leave? Continue your sentence, please.
Let's give Gordon some privacy, George.
No, I just...
And you were looking at me when you said that, you creep.
I was staring you right in the eye. All right, let me rephrase. I just got back from interviewing him recently. He was a real nice guy. Anyway, it was just a throwaway comment. But see, I said that. I used that verb, and I realized I want to change that to got, and then I got hung up.
So you stopped.
And while staring at me. I did. I switched to screensaver. Oh, a really unfortunate time.
So this is a big win for Gordo, is it not, Fernando?
Yes, he lovingly ties Norm for second place all time.
Lovingly.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Way to go, Gordo.